Welcome back to Patriots This Week here inside the Bob's Discount Furniture Studios. And guys, Green Bay, if they win their last three games, they control home field throughout. We know what the story is here in New England. Take care of business. You may not have to leave home. Yeah. They go into Buffalo. And I don't want to say they laid an egg, but I had some questions about Green Bay when we were out there.
They laid an egg.
That's a good football team.
You say, because you can say they laid an egg.
And we're going to see Buffalo next week to finish things up. But how big of a loss is that for the Packers, Wiggy, given the fact that Seattle seems to be cranking it up? And
It's a big loss for them. Not only that, the fact that Seattle's cranking it up.
Head-to-head.
Now they have to play Detroit the last game of the season, where that game ultimately is going to determine who wins
I'll take that
division. I know that, but it puts them in that position So you look at Green Bay, you know Arizona's going to sputter because of their issues at quarterback. And to me, you go there and you lose this game. I mean, granted, Buffalo was a pretty decent team, but that's a game that I would expect Green Bay to win.
Not just that they lost, it's how they lost. Yep. They couldn't score, which is a little out of character. We have a ton of respect around here for the Buffalo defense. We know it's good, but no offensive touchdowns. Yep. That's your egg scenario.
What'd you make of Johnny Football, man?
You know what? That was the sucker bet of the year. People were all fired up on Johnny, and the line kept
sneaking. I don't want to evaluate
up.
A whole career in one
no.
game.
Should not.
But to be fair to him.
But listen, I understand getting excited about all that stuff, especially when he had a couple good series, I believe, against Buffalo, where you come in the game, but it's two-minute drives, it's boot plays that the other team hasn't prepared for, it's dash, it's all this movement stuff. All you do is go watch a little film during the week, you tell your defensive ends to be aware, get to the field, not allowed to happen, and what else you got?
Johnny Football will be Tim Tebow. He'll be out of the league in 4 years. He'll be out of the league in 4 years. I just watching him.
SEC Network also?
Yeah,
SEC
he'll
Network
be SEC
also?
Network.
A&M guy?
I don't think he has the patience or the mental capacity to say, let me go from my first read to my second read to my third read, and then if I don't have nothing, use my legs.
One of the scariest things, he's admitted publicly that he hasn't worked as hard as he should up to this point, that he could have been doing more, and that is usually the thing that changes these. The one thing that makes you say, maybe you're right, Wiggy, is like his work ethic and sort of that sense of entitlement. That's not a good combination when you're not of tradition.
Terrence Pot Roast. Knighton says, we're going to win the whole darn thing. We're going to hoist it. Don't care if we play here, play New England. Mm-hmm. How much does Bill circle that, highlight that, and put that in his drawer?
Well, in the drawer. It goes in the drawer. It doesn't go down. Well, even Corey Graham from the Bills is putting it out there as well. A couple guys are saying the Bills are, you know, there needs to be a change in the division. Pal, they just clinched the division. What are you talking about?
Belichick is... opened up that bottom drawer, he's put that away, he shut that drawer, and he said, okay, if we got Denver here in the AFC Championship, put this out, guys.
Nice.
Here's what he's got. First, he's going to say, here's what Pork Chop said. Is that what they call him?
Hot roast.
No, but that's how Bill's going to do it. He's going to go, here's what that guy Pork
My
Chop
face.
Said.
My face.
He knows exactly
he's
what
play
it
his
is.
Part,
here's what the Pork Chop guy's saying. All right, boys.
Hey, Meatloaf said the end.
Exactly. He's going to know. He's going to know exactly what his nickname is going to call
Meatloaf. Speaking of Meatloaf, it smells like the swamps of New Jersey. We got to talk about the New York Jets and possibly Rex Ryan's last game against Bill Belichick as head coach of the Jets. That's next.